Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving. Are you having a wonderful Thanksgiving day? I can just see a lot of you just sparking away with appreciation, with Thanksgiving for all the various things that are coming into your life. Or, you know, one of the things is sometimes it's hard to say thanks, so we have to kind of dredge our reality to see what's really good, because some of the worst things in life are the things that retune us so we transform and we become evolved. So those of you who are having a little bit of difficulty, I say hug yourselves, honor yourselves, and go, wow, I guess what happens is the gold nuggets are pretty deep in me right now, and I have to take a few minutes and dig them up and out so I can imagine what the great gains are in this life. Otherwise, a lot of you are really lickety-split, busily doing huge, huge gratitudes and appreciations. So I'm hoping that you're going to call in and talk about all that tonight. So I have a lot to be thankful for. I'm having a lot of fun here. My book is out, My Near Life Experience, or How Could I Tell If I'm Really Me? This is my new book, and it's getting some pretty nice reviews there on Amazon. If you want to check it out and buy it and do a review for me, let me know what you think of it. And what I'm finding is most people are saying, anybody that's read it seems to say, hey, guess what? This book is about me. It's not necessarily about you. And that's what I really wanted, is because you live an epic life. I live an epic life. Nobody in the universe is me, holy mackerel, and no one in the universe is you. So when we can really see our inner journey and try to see it manifesting externally, which is kind of what happened with this book and also many other books that are written by many other people, it really should, if it's alive, I guess is a good way to put it, should trigger an awakening in you about your interesting journey as well. So let me know if you're reading the book and what you think of it, and so on and so forth. So, oh, goody, we already have a caller. I'm asking for callers tonight because I want us to discuss Thanksgiving, and I want to discuss some very interesting dynamic things that some of you are participating in. So before we do our sacred geometrics, I will take the first caller. Good evening, happy Thanksgiving, and come on to the air with me.
Hey, Monica, it's Aaliyah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Oh, yeah, bright and clear.
How are you, Aaliyah? Are you having a great Thanksgiving?
Yeah, since I talked to you earlier, yeah, I think we had. I'm having a fantastic evening. Here with a friend of mine, and we're just connecting on levels that I think we need to connect on,
Well, this is wonderful.
It feels like we went through some kind of thing. Yeah, we went through some kind of thing in the last few days, and it's sort of like this is the breaking point.
And when you say that, what kind of a thing? Now, Aaliyah was saying earlier that she finds something, gratitude is one thing, saying thank you is one thing, but she has found a different way of working with such a day as Thanksgiving. You want to tell people about that?
Yeah, for the last few weeks, and it had nothing to do with Thanksgiving, but of course Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday, and I absolutely love it. It's my favorite holiday. I love all the food, and I love the thought behind it. What I've been doing for the last few weeks is stamping appreciation on the things that I even don't appreciate, things that I don't find in my life that come up in my life that I don't really want. And I realized that I had to appreciate everything if I was going to advance. So I envision this hand, big hand coming down with a big stamp in it and stamping appreciation, even if I don't have that feeling. Mm. And I'm using the word, the power of the word and what's behind the word to help bring me into a state of my life more in alignment with what I really want to operate with. So by doing this, I actually have very interesting results that were very positive and have changed situations for me that were just sort of entrenched.
So wait a minute. I'm just going to back up for a sec, because what you're saying is that you envision the word itself, the letter A, P, P, like that word, as if it's stamped as a typed large stamp. Is that right?
If it's a rubber stamp, it's a great big rubber stamp that comes down, and the more I dislike something, and I know I've got to put appreciation on it, the harder I make that thing stamp, you know? So if I really have a hard time feeling appreciation, I just make that thing go bang right down over the entire room. And what that does is it allows me to use the intent and the power behind that word, which through years has appreciated a lot of meaning and a lot of positive stuff. And what I do is I use that even if I can't feel it, because I can't make myself feel something I don't feel. If I don't have appreciation for someone or something, I'm not going to lie to myself. But I don't feel appreciation. I feel the opposite. I feel like, God, just take it away from me. But what I do instead is I just take that big stamp and I'm like, okay, I can't feel it. I'm just going to do it. Boom. And just make it go down. And it really works.
Is it like smacking something naughty with a piece of word?
Yeah, you can see it that way. You know, you can have fun with it. To me, it's kind of humorous. You know, the more I dislike something, the harder I make that thing bang down. You know, like I'm gonna appreciate the, you know, F out of you, because it's just funny to me. You know, I don't take it seriously. And then would you know it changes in a couple of days.
Wow, this is a great idea. So tell people about some experiences you had with it.
Well, I had one person that I was having a lot of trouble with. We had been talking for a while, and we're in a close situation, so it's kind of uncomfortable. And I decided to just sort of let him roll, and then I said to myself, look, okay, this is not going anywhere. And I talked to my higher self, and I said, okay, you have to resolve this. Okay, let me come up with a solution for this, or give me guidance on this, whatever this is. Or better yet, you talk to my higher self, talks to his higher self, and we get it resolved that way. So then I came up with this appreciation thing. Well, you know, it's a better place to use it. Stamping it down, I stamped it all over, stamped all over the place, like you're, you know, like a visa or something. Just going, boom, 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 boom. And in a couple of days, he's talking to me like he's my best bud.
Oh, well, that's neat.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it's very cool. So I was going to say, I wonder how that works, but I don't think we need to worry about that. It's the how that we have to ignore in metaphysics quite a bit, right? Especially if you're doing magic.
Well, the main thing that my books taught me is that emotion is the real power behind it, most things. But if you can't get past your emotion, then you have to circle it and go to the thought. Mm-hmm. Now, the thought doesn't have much power by itself, but archetypes do. And archetypes, like symbols, and what words are, basically the word appreciation has a lot of history behind it.
It sure does, doesn't it?
A lot of positive energy. And appreciation is about as close as you can get to the word love without getting saccharine. Okay, so what I do is, to me, appreciation means kind of like the stock market, where you buy something and it appreciates in value over time.
Right, okay.
So it passively gains by the application. So if you say, okay, well, that's true. So if that's true, then I can use the power of that word that has all that power right behind it, all the history and all the wishful thinking and all the hopes and dreams behind that idea of appreciation. And I don't have to sully it with the word love, because love is just so, you know, overwhelming to people, right? Now, that's really what I'm going for, obviously. But I kind of have to hide it even from myself, because I couldn't love this person. I'm like, oh, God, I can love that person? No way. But what I do instead is I take the word and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to appreciate this. And then I do it. And it's just funny, and it's lighthearted, and it's kind of like my incubation chamber. You know, I put people in love incubators.
And, I love that. This is great.
Yeah. You take them and you say, okay, so I'm having trouble with my boss or whatever. And it's kind of fun. You can have fun with it. You shrink them down in size, maybe a big head, maybe adult head on a baby body. You shrink them down in your mind. And then you stuff them in the love incubator. And they keep on getting inundated with love, right? They like, they're bathed in love, right? And all that resistance and idiocy and egotistical maneuvering, it all has to get reduced, right? And now it ends up being dissolved. And I said, people, I told this to somebody at work, she said, man, I told my boss, I said, okay, put him in the love incubator. She did, and like, I swear it wasn't a half an hour later, the boss calls her, and it's all happy and fun and warm and fuzzy.
Wow. So this is kind of guerrilla loving things. That's great.
And if you can kind of, you don't have to believe in it. See, that's the point. That's the joy of it. All you have to do is do it. Have fun with it. Make it funny if you want. Like, you know, chase them around with a broom with love on it. You know, bat their butt with love. You know, like whatever you need to do to, like, just raise your own vibration and send your intent out in a way that's not destructive.
I think that's a really wonderful gift. So I want us to go into the sacred geometrics. Do you want to wait a bit while I start that? Because I know we wanted to work on remineralize. We want to work with Aaliyah's teeth, and I have several other people who are going to call in tonight. But I wanted to set up the structures because I think working with a specific issue that's physical, nothing is just physical, you know that. But I think working in the structures helps us all. So I'd like to set those up if that's all right with you. So if you want to hang on and wait, or else if you want to just call back, whichever
way. I love it. I'll wait.
Okay. All right, everybody, take a few deep breaths. This is our Thanksgiving structure, which is our sacred geometrics, right? Take a few deep breaths and feel your body just letting go of all that holding and tension and posturing, whatever. Just, and above your head, I want to see about 2 miles above your head, create a golden ball, a very radiant golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a gold filament of light right down through the top of your head, all the way down vertebrae by vertebrae through your spine until it goes right down into the lower golden ball. And now you're skewered, aren't you? And from the upper golden ball, now we're going to focus back up there, drop yourself a pyramid and have that pyramid go down to about waist, your waist, and push it out so you can play underneath it. And then upside down, another pyramid, and the point of that second pyramid goes into the lower golden ball. So you put the two pyramids together base to base, and you got yourself a big diamond. It sparkles like the dew. And inside of the diamond, put a crystal ball. And that crystal ball will just fit right inside that diamond. It'll nudge the edges of it and look at the beautiful shimmering lights there. And spend a second or two feeling the feminine vibration of your crystal ball. It's so much more feminine feeling than just a straight up diamond shape. That's right. And feel it, and feel a little buzzing coming up. Now, inside of that, remember you're on a skewer already. Okay, so you're inside of it, but around you, inside of that, we're going to have you create a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David. And you know, those of you who know a lot about your metaphysics, you know that your Merkaba, or your light body, is shaped like this huge star. So any way you can perceive yourself in this star, which is the shape of your light body, and the light body is a vehicle with which you can change dimensions. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin in that star. Start the star spinning and spinning and spinning. So you're in a diamond, and inside of that, You're in a sphere, and inside of that, you're in a beautiful star. And as you spin and spin and spin, I want you to see in front of you these magical screens. And the first screen is you becoming, it's a movie of you becoming who it is you want to become or what it is you want to become. And I always say I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be able to move through dimensions at will. So take a look, and whatever it is you want to become, maybe you want to become, oh, I don't know, rich and famous. Maybe you want to become calm and peaceful. Maybe you want to become, it doesn't matter what you want to become, but see all the pieces of it come waking up in you, and you become that which you are watching on your screen. And when you see yourself fulfilling that dream, wrap it in light, move it over to the side. The second movie is about you creating something. Now, I wanted to create my book. I'd still like to create some TV shows, but I think they're going to move into being online. I don't know. I'm just playing around with all these ideas because I love my work. So I'm busy with that, too. And but I want to see myself having a way of presenting and enjoying media and being creative and doing stories and outreaches and talking to people. And oh, I see all this coming together, all the time, the money, the confidence, the hairdo, whatever it takes, and have it come to fruition. So there, your dream, it could be a home and family, it can be anything you want, galactic travel, it can be a little trip to France. It doesn't matter what it is. Just see all those resources coming together. And there you are, able to live wherever you want, when you want, to be involved in amazing projects. It doesn't matter, right? Just see all the pieces coming together. And you feel so honored and so grateful that the universe is providing for you, and all the pieces come together. And then you take a minute to say, oh boy, wasn't that great? Thanks, thanks, thanks. And now we want the resources to continue long enough to sustain your project, right? Good. And your project sustains itself as long as it needs to. You may want to move on from that project, right? Okay, so see it coming to its natural end. Now wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now this is the part I wanted us to get into. After setting the scene here, we've got the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, you and I have teams and teams of consciousnesses around us, some beings of great spiritual height, some relatives, ancestors, whatever, the source energy, which is always what you're connected to, and so on, and some healing guides that might be ETs, some of you. Some of you say that you see animals, you see ETs, you see relatives that have passed over. It doesn't matter to me. But you're calling out of your layers and realms of conscious beings, the healers, right? You want the special healers. And now there's a table there, a healing table, and there's this little group of healers ringing the table. Down on this table, and I'm going to ask them what it is I should be working on, because I have a lot of things going on, and I thought they might want to guide me. And so you can either do that, or you can say, oh, I have a sore ankle, or you know, whatever. You can ask for whatever you want, and we're going to let them do some healing work and teach us something. Good. That's good. And then just enjoy, if you said to them, show me what I need, just enjoy what they teach you, what they show you. That's good, right there. Pretty good. That's so nice. Now, a lot of you are going to be feeling a kind of a buzz, an emotion. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel it, it's okay, but some of you will feel it. I sure feel it myself. And when you really feel that you understand what they're trying to help you with, and what they're doing the healing with, or are you getting some soothing for things that are difficult for you? That's fine. Now let's just wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now we're bringing in the healing team has gone with that, because they're going to help continue the process so that it can settle in a bit better. And we start off with another healing team, because they'll replicate themselves and stand around this fresh table. And now what we're going to do is bring in Aaliyah, who I know is on the phone. Aaliyah, you get to lie down there, my friend. And Aaliyah was talking about something today that I have heard quite a bit about lately. I heard about it years ago, but now I'm up in the ante, so it's handy to me that she's calling and talking about this thing. So what she's got is the need for a root canal under a cap. Is that right? Maybe Aaliyah, you can tell everybody before you go lie down on the bed and tell them.
What the one dentist told me is I need a root canal because I have a cavity that's basically under an old cap. So the cap has been there for a long time, and she sees a shadow on the X-ray. And I've heard a lot of really bad things about root canal. I don't really want another one. I have one in the tooth above it. But I also, the other thing, the biological dentists are saying, then they would extract it. And I don't like that idea either, because I don't think there's anything really wrong with the tooth. And, it does have a cavity, and I'm working on remineralizing it. So.
And that's what we keep hearing is a good thing, right?
Oh, well, I think that's a very powerful thing. Now, I did try to resolve it naturally with the last root canal. You just said it was a long time ago, but I think the world is different now, and there's a lot more knowledge. And I think already the things I'm doing are starting to benefit. And you were saying that it looks like my original idea of trying this remineralization technique for like 3 weeks would be a good idea. And then I would go down and get it re-photographed, re-x-rayed.
I would really like us to work on, we're going to ask the healing team to come back in and have Aaliyah, at least your etheric body, or you can lay on the table if you like. And let's just have the healing team begin a process of, because you all know that energy can sometimes quickly replicate what the physical should do, right? I'm not saying it always does and it's always really easy, but a lot of you work with energy, and energy can heal an awful lot of things, even broken bones, right? So what we're doing is asking the healing team to work on your, I see. Okay, so what they're saying, and Dr. Lytle was on one of my interviews, and he was talking about the evolution of the brain when you're in utero, and that the teeth are very much a very close connection to the brain, even though you're a mature adult, right? Are you mature?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm mature, but I'm an adult.
Anyway, so we're seeing the healing team working, because they've got their hands on you. Some of them have got their hands on your head, and some are working with your spine. I'm going, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so they're working on you, and now we're looking as the observers. Everybody at home, and I've often mentioned how this fellow who had spondylosis and he couldn't stand up anymore, he's in his late 50s, and he had a lot of money, and he had been to all the specialists he could, but the spondylosis prevented him from standing up, and he was in excruciating pain all the time. It's a system of having all kinds of calcium deposits in between each vertebrae. Anyway, so what's her name? Lynn McTaggart was creating around the world intentional experiment. And she had three different labs in different parts of the world chronologing events. So what happened is they chose a subject. And for once they announced the subject, everybody focused on it and intended that it be healed. And she chronologed a whole bunch of very interesting results. So this fellow with the spondylosis, he wrote to her and he said, look, I'm at my wit's end. Why don't we throw my terrible spine condition in? And within 2 weeks, he was walking straight and he was out of pain. Okay, so that's without anything physical. It was all vibrational, wasn't it? It was intention, focus, and so on. So let's jump back to our friend Aaliyah here, who's in our hospital, our Galactic Healing Center.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. And I want everyone at home on this wonderful Thanksgiving day to just take a minute, step out of your own life drama, whatever, and call in from above the healing energy. Call in the great light that we start working with at the beginning. I can feel it. See, we're calling it in and flush it through your own body. And then I want you to send it. You might even see it pouring out of your own hands. Send it to Aaliyah's, particularly the tooth, which is on the bottom right. But also, we need to send some to the brain. Remember, these teeth are an extension of the brain pattern, right? Well, isn't everything in our body, but apparently it's very tightly aligned. And we're talking to the healing energies. And we're making the assumption, the expectation, the intention that these healing energies are going to help, you called it, remineralize. Not just that tooth, because you have several teeth that are kind of, not with cavities, but sort of getting thinner or something. So let's just mineralize your teeth. How does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like the total workout there.
Yeah. And just a sec here. And actually, they're working you over. I don't know if you can feel it, but energetically, they're really working you over right now. Now, ideally, what we would like to do is work with this, and then in a couple of weeks, we're going to check Aaliyah out again and see what's happening and see if you and I, because we know how magical we are, can make a huge difference. And our team, our healing team, is enjoying this. They're sort of laughing and enjoying this because they like to play too, you know.
And it's nice when they have a focus.
Yeah. And they, and you know this, Aaliyah, and so do a lot of you at home, is we're the most amazing critters. We're unlimitable. And there we go. There we go, right there. They're doing something, and it seems to be affecting your upper jaw at first, too. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to say no. You're allowed to say no. I don't feel it. I see it.
I don't feel as much as I used to in the days gone by. Years ago, I used to feel everything, but I don't feel as much as I used to.
I know. It's a kind of a practice, isn't it, to stay open enough to feel it. Okay, and now what we're doing, so they're running some amazing energy. Ooh, this is beautiful. Everyone at home should be able to experience this. I'm asking the healing team to really up the ante, and they're showing that there's a core of light that is running through first Aaliyah. A radiant green, like a Kelly green, but it's, you can see through it, and there's an awful lot of gold and very light yellow, some sparkles of silver, and it's running right through your entire core. And it's a light of being, what would we call it, creative, and being able to heal. There we go. Oh my goodness. It's very beautiful. You know, and it's funny because, well, I'll talk about this after because it's distracting when I just blab on here. There you go. There you go. Yeah, so we want Aaliyah to have this extra kind of radiant light in there so it can continue your healing process. There we go. And then there's one of these wonderful guys. See, this guy is very funny. But in any case, he's chuckling away and he's going, you need to imagine this. Can you imagine this light all right, Aaliyah? You can sort of feel it, can't you?
Yeah, well, I was almost going to laugh myself because I kept on seeing those false teeth things or those like gag gifts. Where they actually have like that neon light thing that kind of like is... You know, in the dark, there would be neon light.
Oh, that's
like fun. Black light.
Well, kind of, yeah, well, that's like maybe why they're laughing, because they're saying that you can imagine, you know, where that little cavity is. And a lot of you at home have got cavities and stuff, too. Imagine that core light that we're talking about, core, because it runs right through you like a pillar, only it spills out through your skin to become a part of your aura. But this isn't just like your normal aura. This is a special kind of a core light that's going on. And they're saying, just keep running it through your body, but they want you to make a little petite one and put it into the tooth. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit of light. Yeah.
And it's very cute. It's like a little something or another. Yeah. And people at home, I hope you can feel it as well. So what we're going to do is scoop you out of the Galactic Healing Center, but we're going to wrap you in light so that you can keep going. And then I'm going to do a couple more people. And you can either wait on the phone or you can be in touch or whatever, whichever way you like to do it. But thank you for being my victim.
Thank you for victimizing me.
Wrap yourself in light, and the healing team is moving with you over to the side. Good. And now we're going to bring in a couple of extra tables here. Now we're talking about Thanksgiving, gratitude, and appreciation. And I see one, two, three, four. There's four people here in relationship difficulty. One of them is an awfully hard situation where it's been just about a year where her partner left and left her in a big mess. And so she's going through the anniversary time, and it's really difficult. So we're putting her on this table and her partner, ex-partner, on this table. And because we can see that he also is going through some terrible stuff, but I'm not in touch with him. So anyway, we're having both of them lie on the table. It's making me yawn, which tells you right away that that's kind of, there's a lot of heavy energy still here, but that's okay. We're going to call in the healing team again. We're going to have a healing team work with each of these beings. That's right. And so that each of them is ringed by healers. And I want to say that ring of healers, even though we have them replicating themselves as we go through these experiences, is unique to each of these people. Okay? So they don't have exactly the same ones. All right. So there they are. And then the healing team is working with that. Now, one of the things they're doing, especially with the woman, is pulling out of the base and belly area some very deep, kind of like karmic strings and huge sorts of programming that she would like. The good thing about when one of a relationship goes into these terrible situations is that it rips things apart. So there's a lot of recovery required, but in that recovery, the opportunity to release oneself from the old programs that keep creating problems is easier. It's more available. It's like you rip the skin off so you can find out what's underneath the skin, right? So I see my friend here, the woman, is really being pulled apart on the base, like on the survival level and on the karmic level and on the personal power level and on the heart. So she's got a lot of activity going on. And they're working with her. We talked about that. Describing with Aaliyah, that there's a kind of a green core that runs right through your whole body, or at least they're putting it right through right now. It doesn't seem to always just be there, but apparently we can call it forth. I'm just suddenly thinking of Star Trek when, Spock and what's his name, the captain, all got in this little machine and then they disappeared. They transmuted or something like that. So they were in this like column-like machine, right? And in that, they could transform whatever, their bodies and change dimensions and so on. We want that. So I'm saying to my friend, to absolutely envision that amazing green tubular healing energy that can give you, change the energy, change the reality, right? It can vibrate you to a new level of self-comprehension. There you are. There you are, and have it run through your body. Yeah. Oh, goody. And I'll just do the, I have a caller and I'm really glad. So what I'm going to do is finish with her ex-partner here, who's in a different format of destruction, where he feels hopeless. His life is lost because he was in a state of rebellion and reaction, and he's fallen amongst several influences. So he has to reformat, and the guides are helping him right now. He also has to reformat his base chakra, and his core is very weak, and I would say it's because he's been like that all his life, and he's learning to... There they are. They're moving it. I'm just going to move the core through his body. And the healing team is saying he's waking up enough to allow some of this healing to take place in his own body, mind. He's going to be very, very different if he allows himself to do the learning. And now we're going to wrap him in light and wrap her in light and ask them to move off to separate healing chambers. And then we're going to take our caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, caller, where did you go? I think I know who it was, too. Oh, well, her loss. Teasing. I'm just teasing. Okay, so now we're going to do another couple. There are two people. One of them is... okay. One of them is a widower, and his wife died exactly a year ago. And so we're asking that her spirit lie on one table and that he lie on the other, and that each table is surrounded by healing team. In this case, I think they're sharing it because they were very, very, very close. Good. And then he's lying there, and he's beginning to go through... It's been a year, and he's beginning to go through his grief in a way that he's starting to get stronger. So we're asking the healing team to work with him. And I see her. Yeah. You know what they're doing with him? Some of you can probably see this. They're pulling pieces of identity out of him. You know how you're with somebody for a long time and you feel like when they're gone, your identity is gone. So, and it's not gone, but in his case, it's being pulled apart, and he's learning to let go of some of the strings, which means that he's going to see, now it hurts his stomach a little bit. It means that he's going to start emerging in a way to become quite different. He's going to become, instead of just the successful husband with this beautiful lifestyle and so on, and a beautiful wife, he's now going to start becoming more and more of the artist. He's going to become, I would suggest, pretty spiritual and pretty metaphysical. He's going to be he's going to live quite a while. And he's going to be quite a long-term person developing new levels of himself. But that is something that's going to take extricating himself from how his identity has been involved with her. She was a wonderful wife for him. They loved each other very much. She, too, on the other side, is working with unraveling some of the mysteries of who she is. Because when you and I are attached to people, I don't want to put it in a way, okay, so it's like I could say we forfeit some of the clarity of who we are, but we don't forfeit it for nothing. We forfeit it in order to merge with someone else. And so the goal these days is to merge with someone where you can both be really true to your evolving, transforming self, and that's not always possible for people. Sometimes that's really tricky, isn't it? And so she's really busily doing that. But the love between them is still very strong, and that will never go away in this life. That's a very unusual, they had a very unusual relationship. Now our healing teams are just wrapping them both in light in a huge way. That's it. Just wrapping them in light, wrapping them in light. Good. And it's infusing. Now they're going to wrap those and take them off our galactic healing center. And now what we've got is our political one. Let's get this dynamic table. I wanted more callers, you guys. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're having trouble getting online. Okay. Who Aaliyah is? Okay.
Yeah,
hi, Aaliyah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mark was online, but he got bumped off. So I think it's best to reserve that for another night.
Okay.
But yeah, and I'd like you to introduce you to him and what he's doing. So be easy.
Good.
And
yeah.
Yeah, because it's not like a 2-second thing. But yeah, we'll talk about that. I think he would make a really interesting interview for you.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I love to meet people that are making a huge difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I want to talk about a political situation, which is going on. It's like we've got the refugee situation for starters. We've got all these political things, and we've also got the spiritual things that are going, we are one. We are one. And you know what? I don't think we know how to be one. Do you think?
Well, I think we remember how to be one, and oneness is going to come a different way this time because we've developed our individuality. So we, in our sojourn, shall we say, in this strange, dense, you know, no man's land, we've learned a lot about individuality. So we're going to bring this really precious gem of individuality to this, an individual expression.
But individuality is very I think I agree with you in a way, but individuality is, for example, we're talking about refugees. Individuality is often threatened by the arrival of someone else, right?
Well, that's this concept that we have of not of lack. It really comes to lack. If we really felt secure in ourselves and that we had plenty, that no one would need to have possessions in the sense that they need to protect themselves. So it's the lack consciousness and also the consciousness of fear-based survivalism at the base of this that's being challenged and is being brought up to people because they need to really go beyond it. And that's the old paradigm of fear-based survivalism. To go beyond it, which means you in a higher vibrational reality, and no one can threaten you in reality.
Okay, hold that thought, Aaliyah. We have another caller, so let's do that, and then we'll get back to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting subject.
Cool.
Okay, caller, let's grab you before you get bumped off again. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. It's Judy.
Hey, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I just wanted to say really quickly that I absolutely loved your book. If your listeners haven't read it, I don't even know how to explain it to them, but it's a magnificent book. It evokes so many emotions and laughter and tears, and I think the best part is it's very thought provoking.
Oh, goody. Thank you.
Deep levels. Yeah, no, it's definitely and you know me, I'm a hard sell when it comes to books, and this was definitely just an incredibly well written. And as I've said to you, it's very poetic, like singing. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe we'll just sell a few of them soon. We are selling them.
Well, I think you're going to sell millions of them. That's what we should do with the intention experiment. You know,
we should. Oh, you're absolutely right. And Aaliyah's
get
books
everybody
too.
To group
yeah.
together and
why don't we?
I
like that idea a lot. Why don't we? All of us. Yeah. Put, each
well,
week
we
could start putting a few things in the structure that need to be built up too. Eh?
Yeah. Well, it's just I think the book really represents core spiritual journeys that we all take, and the different layers, levels, however you want to say it, to that journey, you know. And you could really feel. Oftentimes, I felt like I was walking with you. And of course, my favorite part. And I know I can't swear on the air, but your dad. I love that. You know, the bleep 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 for brains.
Yeah. don't give that one away, because people just crack up when they get to that part.
There's some really funny things
in life, aren't there, Judy?
There is. It's an amazing book. Absolutely incredible. So when's your next one coming out?
I've started it, but I've been also jumping around and trying to figure out how to market. For anybody at home who's listening, I'm going to go on a trip to the Northwest, so I would be willing to swing into your town and do a little book signing, so you can let me know if that's a good idea. Because that's the stuff that's taking too long for me to sit around and write a book right now, you know? I have to launch this little rocket.
What you need to do is get a limo driver.
Pardon me?
What you need to do is get a limo driver so you can sit in the back with your laptop and they can drive the book.
I think that might require taking our budget into the sacred structures, don't you think?
A new level right here.
I love your idea, though. Let's go into there. What is it you would like to? I know Leah's got some wonderful books and art, I believe, Leah, and some cards. Let's create a little shop in one of the structures right now. What would you like to take in there, Judy?
My business.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I'll just stick to my book right now, my near life experience. How do I know when I'm really me? So we're going right into the structure now, and we'll put it on. Each of us has a table, and we'll have it as a bazaar table. Is that a good way to do it?
Yeah, I like it.
And Leah's an artist. Leah, set up yours artistically, darling. And I'm just going to have a whole lot of lights around mine. How are you going to have yours, Judy?
I think similar, to set up all my sparkly goodies for people to view and be enthralled by.
Okay, so here's the deal. Now we're going to ask the healing teams, what are our goals? What's your goal, Aaliyah? What is it you want to do?
Well, I would like to create a center for creative empowerment that people can partake in and be empowered by and create the life of their dreams. So it's just a place for them to sort of reset to normal, reset to their original programming, and get that kind of thing going, you know? Just simple.
Well, get that whole plan drafted up on your table. Have you got it there?
Oh, yeah. It's been in place for a long time.
My little shop
is interdimensional. It's kind of like a little trick box. You know, it looks big, small from the outside. You go in it and you fall into a black hole and you end up traveling to the universe and you come back wiser than you were before you went in.
Wow. Okay, but I want to say that what we need here is, and I know you both well enough to know this, what we need here is to see some, render to God the things that are God's, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. We need moolah. We need some money coming in. So let's see.
Money
your book.
And support, material support, you know?
Yeah.
People that believe in you, people that can support you in it and help you with what you need in the areas that you need that.
And have this healing team just absolutely hold you and lift you and really enhance your charisma, Aaliyah, so that your books, everything that you do, is radiant and people can't resist them, you know? So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I keep on thinking.
I'd like to interject.
Well, good.
Yeah,
do it.
I'd like to interject something really quick. I think people that are in the world of art and the spiritual, especially in the spiritual, I think there's this stigma, I don't know if that's the correct way of saying it, that to do this work, we have to be poor. And so I would like to ask the healing team to help us heal that old belief system.
Well, let's ask them to ratchet up the red in the red chakra and let's start selling some red underwear.
Yeah, right. that.
Because that would be a conscious affirmation that we're moving past that. Am I right?
Yes.
I'd like to go into the parallel universe where that never existed.
Good. Okay. Let's
there
do
you
that.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'd like to create an intention that this never falls into my head at all.
Good.
None of the old ideas, none of the old ways, none of the things I tried to do that didn't work. I don't want it there at all. I just want it removed. Just do a brainwash on me, you know? Just make it away. I want to be in the parallel universe where that was never a reality.
Okay, let's see the guides. Look at them. They've got their hands on your head. Or several of them do.
I can feel that.
Isn't that sweet? And the other one, there's one that's got his hands on your energy body at the base of your spine, right to the top of your head.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so that's good. So with Judy, and I have to make this fast or we're going to get hooked off stage before it's my turn to get wealthful. Judy's got a sparkling shop there and the potential for you to diversify and start going in directions that start to rise in your consciousness is really going to be enhanced by the fact that your income is booting up over the next little while and that your reputation as a shop holder or someone who's really reliable is going to grow quite a bit there. Do you want to add something to that before I throw my own in there?
No, it's perfect. Go.
And for me, I want my book to be out there and just, I want so many people to read it, enjoy it, give me feedback, and of course buy it. I mean, you know, but it isn't only about the money, it's about the flow out there, isn't it? So I see it happening. I see the book has little wings and it goes out there and visits all kinds of people and people enjoy it. There'll probably be a couple of people that don't like it very much, and that's okay too, but mostly they seem to really enjoy it. So thank you for that idea, Miss Judy. That was just wonderful.
You're
Do
welcome.
Either of you have anything to add?
No, I think this is great.
It.
Purpose to all things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think three women together have done this three times in the last month. We're good. Two other women online with me, and we do this amazing energy work.
Oh, good.
Great. It's somehow the number three. Good.
Yeah, that's the foundational number of joy, of good cooking, of clowning.
Right.
And the Trinity.
Right.
Well, I thank you both for calling in. I've really enjoyed this, and I have want to give great thanks for it. And this is the day to do that, isn't it?
Thank you.
Monica, you are amazing.
Well, you are too. Thank you so much, and Judy. Thank you, all of you. And we're going to keep track, girls, with our successes. We're going to be reporting on what we've taken into the Galactic Healing Center and what's coming out of it. And we know our guides are wonderful. So many, many blessings, everyone. And I had something to report, but I forget what it was. I guess I should make better notes, right? Many things are coming up in the holiday season, and I think that we're celebrating great changes, and we need to all hold light on the refugee situation, that they be incorporated into our planetary reality in such a way as to enhance. Somebody was saying recently something that I loved, which was, great groups of refugees in the past have often created amazing things. So I went, oh yeah, it's nice to remind ourselves of that, isn't it? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, be in touch, veronicaentwistle.com. There's an Ask Veronica button. Let me know what you think about our show, about some of your own ideas, if you want a session with me, or any comments on the guests that we've had recently. And I want to say many, many blessings, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for listening. Good night.